We begin at the next Mishnah, 19 lines up from the bottom, continuing with our discussion of Asherah trees. Zorin tachteha yurakos bimosa gashamim avalo bimosa chama. You are allowed to plant vegetables underneath an Asherah tree in the wintertime, but not in the summertime, meaning in the rainy season, but not in the mosachama, spring and summertime. Why not? The Rashi explains that the tree is not beneficial for planting in the wintertime because it has too much shade, so it negatively affects the vegetables. But in the springtime, in the spring summertime, it helps. The shade helps it, and therefore it would be a problem then. V'hachazirin lo bimosachama v'lo bimosagashamim. But certain types of like a lettuce, or that you can't plant underneath an asher tree during any of the seasons because it always benefits from shade. Rabbi Yossi argues with the Tanakhama and says, Aflo yirakos bimosagashamim. You can't even plant vegetables in the rainy season and the wintertime underneath the Asherah tree. Why? Mimnei shahanavia no sheras aleihen v'havalehen lezevel. Because the leaves fall off of the tree and onto the ground, and it helps serve as fertilizer for the vegetables, and it helps it grow better. Therefore, it is a problem. So what essentially Rabbi Yossi is saying is that you have the soil causing it to grow, but you have the leaves, which are usher, which are causing it to grow, and therefore, even though there's a combination of good and bad, it is considered to be usher, which is the concept of zev zegorim. Two things are causing it to help to grow, and Rabbi Yossi seems to indicate here from our Mishnah, zev zegorim usher. And by inference or implication, the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama, would say that Zev Zegorim is mutter, because they clearly don't mind or bother with the fact that the leaves are falling onto the vegetables. So that's the way the Gemara picks up on. The Gemara says, L'meimra d'Rabbi Yossi savar Zev Zegorim usher v'Rabbanan amri Zev Zegorim mutter. Are you telling me that Rabbi Yossi maintains this concept of Zev Zegorim is usher, but the Rabbanan are meikel? What do you mean? Ha'ibcha shamina lehu. We seem to indicate the opposite from an earlier Mishnah a few dafim ago, Mem Gimel Amed Beis. Tetnan, we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi omer sochek v'zor l'ruch. If you have a metal of avodah zara, what do? You grind it and you throw it out into the air, and then omate liyamer, throw it into the sea, amrulo. But the chachamim said back to him, afi nasa zevel. But if you zorda laruach, if you throw it into the air and it lands, it becomes fertilizer. V'nemar b'lo yibak b'cha miluma min acherem. You can't have anything from the cherem, anything to touch the avodah zara shouldn't touch anything. So there you see, Rabbi Yossi was mekel. It was zev zegorim because it was the avodah zara that was ground up, plus the soil, which was helping things grow, and he was okay with it. And the Rabbanan were said it's a problem. So, kasha the Rabbanan at the Rabbanan, kasha the Rabbi Yossi at the Rabbi Yossi. So it seems like a contradiction. So how do you resolve it? The Gemara answers as follows. Bishlam at the Rabbi Yossi at the Rabbi Yossi lo kasha. I can resolve Rabbi Yossi's contradiction. Why? Hasam. Why over there was he lenient? Dika azali ibud. There, the avodah zara was being destroyed completely. You had no more use for the avodah zara. So therefore, in that case, Matir, he said, it's fine, because the avodah zara is purposeless. It's essentially like it's bottle. It doesn't help at all. It's nothing. Hacha, the loka azal ibud asr. But over here, what do you have? You have a tree, which is, the leaves are, sorry, hacha, the loka azal ibud asr. But over here, it's not going to ibud. You're planting vegetables. Right over there, all it was simply saying is that you're getting rid of avodah zara, so just let it serve as some sort of fertilizer. But you're destroying it, and it's becoming fertilizer as you destroy it. Here, you're not destroying it; it's falling off of the tree, and therefore, since you're not doing it biyadayim, that should then make it usher. That's how he wants to distinguish. When it's causal evil, when you with your yadayim you ruin it, then we should be makel. But when you're not ruining it, it's happening on its own, it's normal, that should be usher. Ella de Rabbanan, ad Rabbanan kasha. But how do you resolve the contradiction of the Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, Epoch, you know what? Make it easy. Let's just change the names of the rabbis in our Mishnah. And that it was the Rabbanan who said that you shouldn't plant the vegetables in Yimush Lakashamim. And Rabbi Yossi was Mekel, because Rabbi Yossi Zev Zegorim Mutter, and the Rabbanan are Zev Zegorim Aser. So the Gemara answers, V'iboy seim alo tebuch. Really, you could say, you know what? Don't switch them around. Leave them as we originally had them. The Rabbi Yossi, Kiddushin. We already resolved Rabbi Yossi's contradiction. So now, how do we resolve the Rabbanan? How do we resolve the Rabbanan's contradiction? Kidamar Rav Mari Breder of Kahana. It's based on a statement that Rav Mari made in a discussion regarding Psulei Mukdashim. His words were, Mashem Mashbiach Ba'or Pogim Ba'asr. What you gain with the hide of the animal, pogim bebasar, it ruins the meat. It ruins the flesh. So the value of the skin, of the hide, offsets the value of the meat. What does that mean in this context? Without getting into all the details, Rashi already explains it. He says as follows. What it means is, Hachanami masha mashbiach b'neviya pogim b'tzil. What benefit you get from the leaves falling down, it is ruined by the shade. In other words, zev zegorim is when you have two items which are coming in to benefit. So here it's true. You have the soil which is causing the kosher benefit, but you have the leaves which are giving the non-kosher benefit, the avodah zarah benefit. However, the non-kosher avodah zarah benefit is offset by the fact that there's shade that's blocking the enhancing the growth. So you have the shade which basically offsets the effectiveness of the leaves, and therefore it's not a case of zev zegorim, it's simply a case of a non-effective leaf which falls on the floor, and therefore we only go by the soil, and therefore we have reason of here to be lenient. And that would be the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, that we're going to remain consistent from our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yossi says, Zev Zegorim Aser, here, and in the earlier case, when he said Zev Zegorim Mutter was because of a special exception, and the Rabbanan generally say Zev Zegorim Mutter, and they're consistent because over here as well, it was Zev Zegorim, and they were Mekel. So that's how we're going to end here, and then the Gemara is going to continue the line of questioning. Oh, I just need to clarify. I think I did make a mistake. Rashi points out that according to the Rabbanan, they are also going to be of the opinion that Zev Zegorim Aser. The Rabbanan, Lokasha, Inu Nami, Zev Zegorim Aser, Sfir Luhu. They also do hold Zev Zegorim Aser, but over here, they're lenient, because of the benefit from the leaves are offset by the tree. So both Rabbi Yossi then, it emerges that both Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan will both maintain Zev Zegorim Aser. And the Gemara later on, or the Gemara, the next part of the Gemara is going to question whether Rabbi Yossi is really of the opinion of Zev Zegorim Aser, and they're going to go back and forth with proofs to show that that Rabbi Yossi really would maintain Zev Zegorim Mutter. So both, again, right now we're at to the point that both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi are of the opinion that Zev Zegorim is Aser.